Okay, Parshas Bahar, which is laid alone this particular year because of the leap year cycle. So the Parsha begins by telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe ben Bahar Sinai in Har Sinai. And Rashi, of course, in his infamous comment, begins, Ma'inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. Why are we talking about Shemitah at Har Sinai in the Midbar? And Rashi answers to it that in general, they were here to learn that not only were the klalim, not only were the general laws given, but also the fine details of mitzvos were given at Har Sinai. Rav Amital, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the old Rosh Yeshiva of Har Etzion, notes that in regard to Torah study, one both cannot get only the general idea without committing to the details, but at the same time, one cannot only see the detail without focusing on general ideas. The Torah requires us to have both a general Torah attitude and the specifics of the Torah. That's what was given at Har Sinai, which highlights the importance for us to have that dual focus in our lives as well. We need to have a genuine Torah heart, and at the same moment in time, we have to know and keep each of the mitzvos. So the fact of the matter is, the mitzvah was given to Bnei Yisrael, Daber Bnei Yisrael, to tell Bnei Yisrael, Ki savo al aretz asher ani nosein lachem, right? And v'shav sa'aret shabbat la'ashem, that when you come into the land will observe a Shemitah. And why does the Pasuk have to mention that the land, asher ani nosein lachem, that God is giving the land to the people? So the Maharam Shif, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, explains that the whole key upon which the receiving of Eretz Yisrael rests is the understanding that Eretz Yisrael is a gift from Hashem. If one gets that idea, then he or she will observe Shemitah. But if you don't observe Shemitah, it'll be apparent that it's because you don't get the message, and as a result, you don't get to keep the land. So Shmuel Yaakov Borenstein, Shlita of Yeshivas Kiryas Melech, utilizes this idea to explain why the time they came into the land of Eretz Yisrael was already recognized as a year of Vishav Sa'aretz, as a year where the land was already in the process of getting to Shabbos. After all, the Shemitah was not going to happen for another 6 years. The fact, says Rav Bornstein, is because even in the working years, even when we're already working on the years, we have to already be thinking about Shemitah. We find a similar concept in regard to Shabbos as well. Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, whenever we identify the days of the week, we're already focusing on the Shabbos that comes with it, and it changes the way we approach the rest of our week as well. Torah tells us, Sheishanim Tizrasa Decha V'yasaftas Tivuasa, that we have to work the land for 6 years and gather the crops. Now, we have to ask the question, what's to be gained by telling us to work the land for 6 years? But Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explains that the mitzvah comes to add a reward for not working on Shemitah. That only one used to working the land for 6 years can appreciate sanctity of Shemitah observance. One needs to work land in order to take a break in a Shabbos. In fact, one needs to harvest crops in order to demonstrate that we're not merely playing around on the land if we're going to appreciate and celebrate a Shemitah that comes afterwards. In contrast to Shemitah, the Torah moves on to talk about Yovel. And in regard to Yovel, we're told, Yovel hi tiyeh lachem. Yovel is going to be for you. The question has to be raised, why is Shemitah called Shemitah LaHashem? Well, Yovel is Yovel hi tiyeh lachem, that it's for you. Shemitah is as much for us as Yovel is. Yovel is as much for Hashem as Shemitah is. So the Meshech Chachma explains that the Shemitah, the rules are like those of Shabbos. The sanctity is not dependent on Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are those who are able to observe it. B'shamru Bnei Yisrael sa Shabbos. But the creation of Shabbos is created by the fact that 6 days have passed in nature. The creation of Shemitah is the fact that 6 years have passed. Yovel is proclaimed by Bnei Yisrael. Yovel creates a social reset button within the Jewish people. And so therefore, it's Yovel Hitiyah Lachem. Shemitah, by definition, is inherently Kadosh, and whether or not we realize it. Then after the rules of Shemitah and Yovel, we're told, Ki Simcharu Memkar Lamisecha, when you sell something to your neighbor, don't engage in the process of Onah. The Medrash Tanchuma notes that this parsha has an upper limit and a lower one. if one thinks about it, it opens up with Bahar Sinai and it closes there. And the style, it closes with Ona. The style comes to teach us that if one doesn't observe Shemitah and Yovel properly, then in the end he's going to be forced to sell his land and have to worry about Ona. Rav David of Kutsk points out that the concept of an upper and a lower limit is a reference to the test provided to man in the world. If man passes his current test, then he'll be tested at a higher level. If he passes that test, then again he moves up a level. But if one fails the test, then we move down a level until we pass the test that we're capable of passing and moving onward. I think the SATs work that way nowadays. But that's the intention of an upper and a lower level. The tests of life that we have spiritually as well. If we pass them, then we'll be successful. If not, we need to move a little bit lower to pass tests until we move up. Similar comment is made by the Chernobyl Rebbe in regard to Moshe Rabbeinu's argument, I can't go down anymore in order to take steps upwards. But our goal is to get to an acceptance of Torah life to the equivalent of Bnei Yisrael when they stood at the base of Har Sinai saying, Naseh v'nishma. The person has a responsibility to realize that the Ribono Shel Olam declares that the land is his. Now, there's a uniqueness in the connection of Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And Ramati Greenberg Shalita, the Rosh Hashiva and Karen Biavna points that the connection between Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, their land, is spiritual, and it's unlike those of all the other nations in their lands. Says Ramati, history teaches us that a nation becomes attached to his land through a three-stage process. First, a large group of people gathers in a certain place to settle in a permanent manner. Then, over the course of time, they jointly experience a lot of events, which as a result creates a historical love for the area because of the history that exists among the people, thereby an emotional bond is formed to the country. But that's not the way that it worked with Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael had a connection to the land of Eretz Yisrael before they even became a nation. As the Torah tells us that the Avos went to Mitzrayim b'shivim nefesh. They settled there for three generations. And even there, while they settled, they were avadim, or they were foreigners. But when they left Eretz Yisrael, they left with an understanding, ve'vesi eschem el ha'aretz. They left Egypt with their eyes and hearts set on the land of Israel. Our connection is a connection that predates our experience with the land. And thus the connection is between Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is actually an expression of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah tells us that when our brother stumbles, v'chazaktabo, that we have a responsibility to hold him up. And Rashi comments that this is comparable to a burden that's laid upon a donkey. As long as it's on the donkey, one person can keep it from falling. But once the donkey falls and the burden falls with him, it can take upwards of five people to pick it up. The late great Rabbi Bernard Berzon Zatzal used to add that the process of catching someone before he or she hits the ground is a process that is more strengthening and more useful than having the person hit the ground and try to build him up afterwards. It's similar, says Rabbi Berzon, to what we call today preventive medicine. In a different vein, Rav Shach Zatzal adds that that's the secret to chesed, to the concept of foresight. When we have it, then it keeps us from stumbling. But when we don't have it, we have more work for each and every one of us to do. That's why when Avraham Avinu had the opportunity to engage in chesed, the first thing we find is that he was looking for chesed at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, Vayisainav Vayar, that the understanding of chesed begins first with the foresight to be able to engage. Finally, in the Haftorah, Yirmiyahu is instructed to purchase a piece of land at the time of the Churban. The action, which is somewhat illogical on the surface, is followed by the Navi immediately without any challenge or question. But only after following the instructions does Yirmiyahu ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to explain what was happening. Rav Shechter Shalita often notes that Yirmiyahu wrote two documents about the sale. One document was a regular shtar, the other is what we call a get pashut, a closed shtar. One was a get pashut, one is a get mekusha. The get mekusha is actually the closed shtar. And the symbolism in the writing of the two documents represents the fact that in life, Sometimes the future is apparent and open, but at other times it's closed, it's hard to tell. Notwithstanding, we're told to follow Hashem even when apparent logic defies following Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own sense of logic. Al Yisalel Chacham B'Chachmaso, Al Yisalel Gibor B'Gvuraso. The real process of logic in life is Haskel V'Adoa Osi, is the understanding that we need to have the Seichel to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we take that Seichel to heart, then we can continue to grow Hala Hala V'Mala Mala. Shabbat Shalom to all.